Everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And we have started the day with so many technical difficulties. I'm currently recording on my phone. Steven is the host, like the true host on Zoom right now. He has a lot of power. He's been wanting to hit record for the past like 15 minutes before we even had an hour.
Usually I'm not the one who presses the record button, but the power is in all my hands, all in my hands. You know what I'm trying to say. And yeah, so good luck to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're hearing this, then I guess it worked.
Yes. That's what I was just gonna say. Also happy International Women's Day on the day that we're recording this. We love that. Go women.
Yes. Cheers to you.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of great women, hey, the Brits, and by the Brits, I mean Dua Lipa.
Exactly.
The one Brit.
I didn't watch the Brits. I don't know if it was even televised in America. If it was, I wouldn't have watched it. However,
yeah.
Dua Lipa's performance, unreal.
You guys, this woman, every time she sets foot on stage now, I'm like the person she was like when New Rules came out versus now is like, it can't be the same person. It just can't. It's crazy, the amount of growth.
That performance was so good. Like, truly one of her best, if not her best.
Yeah, she sounded, oh my gosh, she sounded so good. She's got this new rasp to her voice, and it sounds so good. It translates so well.
I'm loving it. Just, oh, the choreography. She's flying in the air. She's singing. It's just, oh, she's giving everything. Everything she needs to and more. I just like more and more every day. I just become like more obsessed with her.
Me too. Like every time, I feel like we say that every time we talk about Dua Lipa, honestly.
But every time she does something, it just adds to my like love for her. Like I'm so confused.
Yeah, and you know what? Whenever she decides to go on tour, I will be seated.
Yeah, it's gonna be expensive.
Yeah, you know what though? I don't care because it'll be so worth it.
Okay. Speaking of the Brits though, Ray pretty much won every single award.
Which is, so I guess like, I don't like know her popularity level is in England.
Right.
Over here, she had that song Escapism, which fucks.
It does.
And I was like, and I'm not the only one that thinks this, I was really shocked that she wasn't nominated for like Best New Artist Grammy or something like that, or like best, isn't there like a dance collab song or category?
Yeah,
something
dance
like
electronic.
Yeah, so like I was kind of shocked that like that it wasn't nominated for that, because that's a collab song. Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of shocked that she wasn't nominated for like awards and Best New Artist. But in England, oh my gosh, she fucking swept. She broke a record.
Yeah, which is like crazy that she's like competing with like Adele and like Sam Smith and people like that. I did look at her competition and like honestly, it really wasn't that steep. besides Dua Lipa, and like Dua Lipa didn't do anything except for Dance the Night last year, so it kind of makes sense why she swept. But so like after I listened to Ray's album when it came out, okay, like last year. And after she swept, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to like listen to her album again. Like, did I miss something?
Okay.
And I didn't. I listened to it twice in a row. I did not miss anything. Okay. She's got like four or five bops, and the rest is kind of shit.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't listen to the entire album, but there was what I mean, maybe it was like the first song or something on there, but it just like, don't get me wrong, I love songs that like tell a story, but if you don't tell a story, I don't like it to be like so literal. And it's just like about how she got like screwed over by like someone who pretended to like want to work with her and produce her songs. And
Yeah.
it's like so literal and like it just kind of sounds like spoken word, and I didn't like
I
that.
agree. And like honestly, her album is like not cohesive. Like it starts off one thing, it has an intro. Like, first of all, girl, you're new. Like, you're being too ambitious if you're not gonna nail it, okay? Like, she's got an intro and a closer where she talks to you in both of them, and it's like it's just kind of cringy, and I don't love it. That being said, the vocals, amazing. So
Oh,
good.
yeah. Did you see her live performance at the Brits?
Yeah. She was great.
That quote, oh my God, that was amazing. And she knew
Yeah.
she killed it
Yeah.
too.
One thing I'm very confused about is she was nominated for Best Pop Act and Best R&B Act. Like, what are the roles of the Brits?
Doesn't seem like there's many.
So Dua Lipa won Best Pop Act, and then she won Best R&B Act. But like, I wouldn't even classify her as R&B. I don't know. I listened to her album. It's like pop with R&B tinged, but like it's as much jazz as it is R&B, like honestly. Like the voice is soulful, but like in a jazzy kind of way.
Yeah.
But some of the songs have a gospel choir. So,
I
but they do
don't.
not fit. I
I
know
don't.
I'm also a sucker for a gospel choir.
Hey. Yeah.
They don't fit. Anyway.
Yeah, the Brits, I don't know what they're doing over there.
Yeah. I just needed to like talk about this for a minute because I just like don't like it's just crazy to me. Like I think she's good. Escapism, amazing. Couple of songs on there really good. Overall, not super impressed. But you know, it's a debut album. We can grow. But
Hey, you know,
breaking the record
yeah.
doesn't really make sense.
We just talked about Dua Lipa's growth, and I think when Dua Lipa, when her debut album came out, I think at the Brits, she won like the really big ones, like Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, all that stuff. So maybe she just, you know, we just need to give her some time.
Right. And she's like very talented. I know she's written songs for other artists and stuff like that. And she went to
Yeah.
that same music school that like Amy Winehouse and Adele went to.
Oh, well. Yeah, she'll
But
be fine.
yeah, I just don't know how she won rec won all these awards and broke records. But I don't know. This got so negative. Like, I shouldn't be so negative because she's really not that bad, but I'm just confused.
I mean, you said it yourself that the competition wasn't very stiff, so.
Yeah, the only competition was like Dua Lipa, but she didn't do anything this year. Like, and then Pink Pantheress was nominated for some stuff, but like, I don't know. I feel like people are over her.
I was never really into her,
I just
so
like the boy's a liar.
yeah, that it just like sounds fun, but that's about it. I don't know. All right. Let's switch gears to the Idea of You trailer. So this is a movie starring Anne Hathaway and apparently the love of Steven's life. I really had no idea. What's his name?
don't quote me on this. Nicholas G Galazantine. I don't know how to pounce it, something like that.
Me, I have no idea. So the trailer for their new movie just came out, and this is a movie based on a book that is supposed to be like the character, whatever the guy's name is supposed to be like based on Harry Styles, and like he's in a boy band and he, like in the biggest boy band in the world, and he falls in love with Anne Hathaway, who's like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years older than him. And it's just whatever. It's a love story. And I watched the trailer. And this man even said himself in an interview, he's like, yeah, we didn't like want to create like a cheap knockoff of Harry Styles. We just want to take like different aspects of him and like create our own thing. And I said that would be fair if like that's what you actually did. Because oh my God, you got you guys. It's just a cheap knockoff of Harry Styles. Like there's a like a promo picture for the boy band that he's in the movie, which by the way is called August Moon. What a cheesy ass name. That's so bad. And I know the boy band names are usually cheesy, but like that, it's just giving very 90s boy band. And there's like a group picture where he's like bending down, like has like his fingers on his chin. And there is an exact picture like that, a One Direction where Harry Styles is doing pretty much the same thing. I think Harry has like two fingers on his chin, and this guy has like three. They like, do you know what I'm talking
No, I've seen all the comparisons.
about? Okay. The like shoddy tattoos that they have on this man are wow. And the way that like they have him dressing, which is supposed to look like 2014, 2015 Harry Styles, where he was just basically wearing like black t-shirt, really tight skinny jeans, and Chelsea boots. Yeah, this man is wearing kind of like a black muscle tee and black pants, but they're like big. So, they fit for the times.
I'm trying to figure out if this is true right now, and I can't tell. But I saw people posting that the people who wrote "That's What Makes You Beautiful," also wrote like a song for this movie. I don't know if that's true. I'm trying to Google it, but
I oh,
I feel like it
August
is.
also has their debut single out.
Oh no, it is. It is the same people who wrote "What Makes You Beautiful." Which this is also funny because this movie was announced a while ago, and when it
Yeah.
was announced, I knew it was like Harry Styles inspired because they were not acting like it was going to be a copycat, right? Like in all the promos before the trailer, it was just like she falls in love with the boy band member, and like they, I could not have expected. I didn't know it was based off of fan fiction either, like.
Yeah, you know what? We already have some movies out there based on fan fiction, and none of them are good.
You know, this one has Anne Hathaway though. So that's the only
Yes.
thing it's got going for it.
Despite everything I just said, I will be watching it.
Well, yeah, of course.
Wow. Like, I will be watching it for sure. And I will probably be laughing through the entire thing and making a bunch of comparisons to the entire thing. But like, listen, that is just someone on Twitter said that they're appropriating my culture. And I said, true. So true.
I was just shocked at how serious the trailer was. Like,
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be more of a rom-com kind of thing,
me
but
too.
it's literally just like a romance. Like, it's like a drama first.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
you know what? Who knows? Maybe after this movie, I'll become August Moon's number one fan. Who
Yeah,
knows?
listen, you know what? All I'm saying is if you haven't seen Bottoms, you don't get this man, okay? Watch Bottoms and you'll get it.
I've seen Bottoms. I don't really
How are you
get
not obsessed with him? Oh my God.
it. I
Bottoms, and then I saw Red, White, and Royal Blue, and you just see him like in interviews and stuff. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Is he attractive?
can't tell.
Average.
I hate when I can't tell if a man is attractive, okay? Because it just like bothers me. It really does. Because I'm like, is he hot or is he just like a guy in a movie?
Or is he just like, yeah, is he just like an actor and he's just on my TV screen?
Yeah. guy, what's his name? Oh my God, he was in Euphoria and he dated Kat.
Austin Abrams.
Yes. Still
Ugly.
on the fence. Still on the fence. I don't
I
know.
know if you saw him in real life, you'd think he's ugly. I'm gonna just give
Probably.
you an answer.
But actually, yeah, case closed. We solved it right here.
I will be tuned into this movie. Is it getting like a theatrical release or is this going to like Amazon Prime?
I'm praying.
Okay. I thought so. 'Cause I knew it was Prime Studios, but I wasn't sure, you know.
No, Amazon Prime in like May or something like that.
Okay. That's all it needs.
Yeah, if this was a theatrical release, would I still be seated? Probably. But I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be like there the day of. I give it a while. But it's on Amazon Prime, so you know what? Maybe day of I might be streaming it.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Either way, we'll be there.
Okay. Let's move on to some drama. There's been quite some drama going on in Hollywood. Personally, more Queer Eye drama. So, if you guys didn't know, real quick, Bobby Burke leaving, replaced by Jeremiah Bryant, I forgot his last name, but I love that guy. So like good recast. But yeah, there's just been like so many rumors for a long time about like tension on set, tension between certain castmates, and there was an exposé that came out about Jonathan Van Ness in Rolling Stone, I believe. And just really going in on him and saying that yes, he has moments where he like acts like he is portrayed in the show, which is like a ball of sunshine, just like a really positive influence, fun, funny, quirky. But a lot of the times he is basically allegedly emotionally and verbally abusive to everybody around him. And they were saying like it could be over something as trivial as like they got like his coffee order wrong or something like that. Like if that wasn't like the exact example that they used, but it
Right.
was something frivolous like that. And that he just like goes on these like rampages and will like yell at like producers and other people that are around on set and like get in fights with different castmates and like causing producers and other people on set to like rework different scenes of episodes so like certain cast members aren't filming together at the time. And I just like am so. It's just, I love Jonathan Van Ness. Stevens feels differently, and I just learned.
I just came out as like a not like a hater, but not a fan. Because I was just like I literally just told Meg, I was like, honestly, I've never liked him. But it's one of those things like I don't say because I'm like, you know, support and uplift queer people. Here's the thing. I truly, truly believe in my heart that toxic positivity is a real thing. And I think he embodies that. And I think when you're that positive, you're not giving yourself an outlet for the negative emotions, and it's gonna come out in one way or another. And in this case, allegedly, it's very aggressive. Like, and it was like, in the article, like it talked about him doing this like once a day. This was not like a once a month kind of thing.
Well, yeah, like where it was like isolated incidents where like
Yeah.
you just like have, I don't know, a breakdown over
Yeah,
something.
like a diva day or something. Yeah.
Right. Like, and you know what? Like that happens. But like every day you're acting like this. Like,
That is insane behavior. But that also makes me think it's like not true because come on, like if he was acting like this every day, like they would not have a show.
That's also what I was just gonna say. Like, if this person is genuinely acting like this, why don't you just fire them? You have that option. I know that he's kind of like the face of Queer Eye. Like, he's him and Anthony are like definitely the most popular people on the show. But
Right.
like, that doesn't mean that like he is above the show. You know, like he's still employed by someone.
Right. Yeah, it's not his show.
Yeah, like he didn't create it. So, yeah, like, and I don't know like who the source or sources were that gave this information to Rolling
Right.
Stone. I just thought that it was crazy that it was like an expose and it was in a publication like Rolling Stone, where they're not.
Right.
They're not just gonna print something like, you know, like in fucking the National Enquirer.
Yeah, because I just like emailed them. Like they're not just gonna like print what I say. Yeah, which makes me think like it was someone obviously like close to him and the team.
Bobby.
As I said, Bobby's leaving. No, I don't think they have anything to do with each other, but they could. They could.
Yeah, they very well could, but I don't think so.
Right.
I still have not watched the last, the most recent season of Queer Eye that came out, but because I don't want to watch Bobby leave, because I like Bobby, but that show is just, it just like it's such a feel good show, like they really, it's, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure most people listening to this have seen the show, but. I don't know. I was just really disappointed when I read this article because I love JVN. And you know what? In that article, they like kind of went in on like each member of the Queer Eye cast, which was
Ooh.
like extremely unnecessary. But the one thing that they said about JVN was that his hairline or hair product line is like kind of failing. Which doesn't make any sense to me because I thought it was like a huge thing. I also use the pre-scalp wash stuff, oil, whatever it is, and I love it. And I've also used other stuff from there, and it's a really good product.
To be honest, I didn't know that JBN had a hairline.
Oh,
So
well,
maybe it is failing.
yeah, maybe it is.
I don't watch Queer Eye anymore. I just like, not that I thought it was bad. It just like, I don't know, it just kind of started to feel the same.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But it's just
But
like any one of those shows, like,
yeah, it's just like an easy watch though.
yeah.
And like when you're feeling sad, like you're, you know, just like kind of like bleh, it really lifts me up.
No,
So
I think it's a great show and I will never shit on it. I think it's like genuinely done so much for representation in media of like queer people and like acceptance. I think that you could show queer-eyed homophobic people and they can get something out of it. And I think there's something to be said about that. And I truly believe like that that show has done things for representation. I just don't feel the need to watch all the newest seasons. But again. Like, I haven't talked shit about JVN until this moment. And I never hated him. The hair, beautiful. I would get hair product from them.
Yeah.
But, personality wise, people that are that positive, I just, it rubs me the wrong way.
I can definitely understand that, but I don't know. I thought it was maybe just like a person, like a little bit of a persona. And that's like probably not how he is in like his entire life.
Yeah, of course it's like done up for the cameras.
Yeah. I don't
But,
know.
and again, I don't hate him, but I'm coming out as a, well, I never like really loved him.
All right.
Which is
We'll leave
easy
it.
to say after the fact, but.
Right. Yeah. I was on the right side of
Leave
the
me alone. I just like, but it's like I said before, like, it's one of those things I'm not gonna like. Talk shit about him because I think he does such great things, and like I didn't have anything to go off of. It was just me personally not liking him. So it was like, what was the point of me going on a rant about him? There was none. support. Ally.
All right, let's move on to some other drama. And this story really had me shaking in my boots because what the fuck is going on with the Cyrus family? Now, listen, I have always thought the Cyrus family, and I'm saying this as a Miley Cyrus fan, I've always thought they're like a little bit strange. Like, remember when Miley Cyrus and her dad did that like weird photo shoot when she was like 16, and she was like in like wrapped up in the sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. And I just have always gotten the sense, even before then, that they were just like kind of weird. And I don't know why. There was like really nothing that indicated it. I just thought like maybe they're a little different. Okay. Well, so was it last year? Maybe probably around like a year ago. Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish Cyrus, remarried an actor from Prison Break named Dominic Purcell, I believe. And there's already been like stories that have been going on for a while that there's been tension in the family. Like, I think it was Noah Cyrus and one of the brothers that didn't show up to Tish's wedding. And then Billy Ray Cyrus has also gotten remarried to someone, to which only Noah Cyrus and whatever brother didn't show up to Tish Cyrus's wedding. They were there.
Yeah, they're like taking sides.
And we've been hearing, there's been like stuff in the news being like Miley Cyrus doesn't talk to her dad, like there's just like a rift in the family. So, and then it comes out that the reason for Noah Cyrus and Tish Cyrus not being on the best of terms is that Noah Cyrus was seeing Dominic Purcell before he started dating Tish. Now, there's many things wrong with this scenario, namely that Dominic Purcell is in his mid-50s.
He is 54 years old.
There you go. Around the same age as Tish, I assume. Noah Cyrus, I believe, is 24.
30 years. Oh.
That is really fucking gross. I guess, like, what I've been reading is that they weren't like an official thing, but they were like friends with benefits. And then maybe, and I think that like kind of fizzled out. And
Right.
then Tish started dating him. Now, my question is, did she know that Noah had a thing with him before they started dating?
Right. I feel like she did.
And that is even weirder.
Just like based off of, okay, because we don't know. We just found out the reason there's beef in this family, right? And it's this. But like, we don't really know the ins and outs. My guess is that she knew, and that's why Noah's so upset. Because it's like she stole him from her, and like, not necessarily stole, I don't know. It just, ugh, it's icky.
Like, how could you have sex with someone's daughter like multiple times, it sounds like, for an extended period of time, and then
Yeah.
go and not only date but marry their mother?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Also, did you see like people were asking Miley about it and she said she did not know that like he was with Noah before.
Yes, yeah. And I read a quote that I'm paraphrasing, that says like that Miley talked to her mom about it. She thinks it's kind of weird and awkward, but at the end of the day, she just wants her mom to be happy. And I'm like, I guess.
I guess, but like, what else are you gonna say to like an interviewer in that moment? You know what I mean?
I don't
That's
know.
just like the safe response.
It's just it's so weird. It's like kind of incesty. It's like when I was reading this, I thought I was like I saw the headline from like a stupid like reality TV blog, kind of a, like one that like doesn't make a lot of sense, and like they just like they take something very small and then run with it.
Right.
But this was in People magazine.
Yeah. When I first saw the headlines, I was like, this can't be. This is a rumor. Or like maybe they went on one date. You know, like Noah and this guy. Still not okay, but no.
No.
Yeah. I just
Yeah.
like keep looking at pictures of him, like. And this is like literally just a 54-year-old man. Like,
Yeah, it's
I just
just
like keep
random.
looking at his picture. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, it's really just some guy.
Yeah. I recognize him though. I've definitely seen him in a few things.
Yeah, I guess he's
He's just like a, he's in a lot, like a shit ton of like bad action movies.
Yeah, he's most known for Prison Break, I guess. So,
I don't like that show. I don't remember him in it, but I'm sure he was.
what was I gonna say? Oh, I don't even know like how you like recover as a family from this. Like, I just don't think you do. Period.
Yeah. Like, it's this is like your stepdad. Who you used to fuck.
Right. Ew.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say anymore.
I just feel like maybe we should move on.
I think it's time. I think it's time.
Okay, toast and roast. Go ahead.
Okay. My roast goes to RuPaul. RuPaul just created a book company called Alstora. And when Rue's talking about this, he says it's for your people, it's for our people. It's supposed to be like inclusive, blah 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 blah. Well, this website sells anti-LGBTQ books. It sells right-wing extremists like Nazi books. You could buy Mein Kampf, you can buy transphobic books. You can buy Mike Huckabee and Sarah Sanders' book called You Were Not Born That Way. It's time to break free. What?
If y'all could see my face right now.
Like, now RuPaul has broken down the doors for many a person. But, like, what?
What?
What the fuck is wrong with him? I like
Feel like I'm
can.
at right now of like that lady with like all like the math equations in front of her and like looking very confused.
Yeah, you Google RuPaul's bookstore, every article, controversy, blah, blah, blah. Like, ugh,
What
what?
the?
It's like. It's one thing to have a book company and have it just sell all books. Like I get it's like hard to vet if it's an online book company, but you like can't market it as something that's like for the people and like inclusive and stuff. If well, not inclusive, but like you know what I mean? You can't market it in a way that it's like to your LGBTQ fans when it's like they're selling these like transphobic books and everything. It's just not a good look. Like what? What are we doing here? I wish I knew. Anyway, there's not much more to say about that. It's also like not surprising. It's not, I'm not gonna say it's expected, but it's also like not surprising.
It's just like in this day and age, we're like banning books is like such a big deal in a lot of places that, like, wouldn't you want your company and this website to only represent things and ideas and people that like need the representation?
Yeah. I just like oh, you want to know what his com oh, his company's mission is to protect, promote, and empower all storytellers through an equitable compensation model and to uplift the voices of underrepresented groups, including LGBTQ plus people, women, and communities of color. Well,
So
he really meant all people, including the
yeah,
transphobes and the Nazis.
yeah.
It's just like, why are you, as a very rich individual, needing to create a book company? First of all, it just, I don't really understand this plan. I mean, he's gonna make money off of it, obviously, but like, why is this necessary? And then you say it's to do this and help underrepresented groups, yet is Sarah Huckabee and Mike Huckabee, are they underrepresented?
I would say no.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't really get this for him, but it happened. It exists.
Yeah, I'm speechless. I really, I, yeah,
Yeah, it's like all online. I don't know. Stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah, stupid. Okay.
Okay. My toast goes to Dune 2. When I tell you this movie fucking hit.
I've been
Oh.
hearing good things about it, so.
I saw the original Dune. Okay. I fell asleep. I rewatched the original Dune a month later after I first tried to watch it. And I enjoyed it. You know, a little slow, but I liked it. Didn't love it. I didn't really care about Dune 2 until I saw the reviews. And I was like, okay, now I have to watch Dune 2. And you know what? The reviews were right. Because this movie's good. And pains me to say it. It hurts my soul to say it. But Austin Butler was real good. You knew what was gonna say?
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask you how Austin Butler was, but
I'm gonna be honest, he was really good. Like, really good villain. Loved it.
all right.
I just like the more and more I think about it, like, they really have like such a good cast. Like, the casting director for that movie deserves like a kiss on the lips.
Yeah. And like also, what was the budget for that movie to have Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler? I'm probably missing a bunch of people, but
Yeah, there's a lot of like Josh Brolin was in it, Stellan Skarsgård, Rebecca Ferguson. She deserves to be bigger, but she's not really like an A-lister yet, I would say. But I feel like after Dune 2, she might become one. Who else is in those movies? In that movie? I don't know. I just named a lot. Oh, Dave Bautista. Yeah. I saw it in theaters, and I'm just telling you, this score, Hans Zimmer, really, I mean, we know he knows what he's doing, but he really just, ooh, the score, like, I don't even think about that when I watch movies sometimes, but it was like thrilling and chilling, and oh, it was just so good. Just could not recommend this movie more. And I did not really care about the first one.
Okay. I'll probably never see it, but
Oh,
okay.
no, you won't. That's okay. And like, obviously Timothy was great.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, we know. Like, enough said, but Austin Butler, I think that man is so cringe. And you know what? He did a really good job.
All right, you know what? You can give credit where credit is due, okay?
Agreed. I do think he needs to chill out a little bit with the method acting because, like, it's over the top. Like, whatever. But he ate this one thing, okay?
All right, my roast goes to Bradley Cooper. Have you been hearing and reading what this man has been saying in the media? Like, unprovoked.
He needs to get his like Oscar nominations revoked.
Oh my God. So the first thing that he said was that he wasn't sure if he loved his daughter, like the first, like, I don't know, however many months of his life, or not of his life, of her life. And was like, yeah, like I like taking care of it, but I don't know if I would like take a bullet for it, you know? And he kept referring to his daughter as it. So that was weird. And then in another interview, he was like, yeah, you know, like my dad was naked all the time when I was growing up, and we also took showers together. And I said, hey, Bradley Cooper, are you okay? That seems not correct. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
This
I read all that and I'm just like, it's just like one of those things where it's like, that's not normal.
it's certainly not. It reminded me of when, who was it? Was it Matt Damon? When, like, totally unprovoked, was like, yeah, you know, I used to say the F slur all the time, like, literally all the time. It would just come out of my mouth, every other word. But then my daughter told me that's not right. Like, who asked you?
Yes, that was Matt Damon. Yeah, it's one of those things that's just like you're just like saying things here that nobody thought to ask about or like thought were things that I don't know, things to even talk about. Like these were not questions you were asked by your interviewer. You're just saying these things like wild.
Sometimes I just wish that we knew less about people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could have gone my entire life without knowing these things about Bradley Cooper. I really don't know much about Bradley Cooper, but now I know too much.
Yeah, he would talk to the ghost of Leonard Bernstein and
Oh, yeah.
took showers with his father.
Yes. And it sounds like, you know, it wasn't, you know, when he was like a mere babe either.
Not a mere babe. A wee
Yeah,
lad.
a wee lad. It sounds like he was old enough to, you know, like remember it. So clearly. Yeah, very weird. Bradley Cooper, please just be quiet.
Yeah, does taking showers together is not normal.
No.
Not that your dad helped you shower, that he was also naked and cleaning himself off with you.
Weird. Very weird. Okay. My toast just goes to women for National International Women's Day.
Right.
Love you, women. Love being a woman. Love all my favorite women. Hoorah. It's really all I
Yeah.
have to say.
I'll toast to that.
I mean, you know, I could go on a tangent, but I really don't feel like it. Just yeah, treat women with respect, okay? That's all I have to say. All right.
Yeah.
yeah. All right, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Pop Enough About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And next week, we will be talking about Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine album. At the time of recording, I have only listened to the intro, so I'm in no place to talk about it.
Yes. So listen and stay tuned.
Tuned. Okay, talk to you
See
later.
ya.